Teaching and learning in a post-COVID world. Critical race theory. Howard Zinn. Truth. Band? Yeah. There's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Ah, welcome back. What a break. What a great guest. Jeff Bryant from the Progressive. Proud Boys, Johnny, you got to love the fact that, like you said, Diane Ravitch, local reporters, and Busted Pencils amplifying the voice. Right. I'm surprised, though, that no Proud Boys actually got back to him and kind of, was throwing a little bit at him. I'm concerned, though, John, you left this part with, I'm going back now and I'm thinking about these television, sets where we've seen the intrusions into these school board meetings. Sure. I mean, hostile people, anti-masking, whether they're Proud Boys or not. And, the whole point, and Jeff even made this clear, the whole point is disruption. It's fear. And let's be honest, it's fear like that. You hear people, school board members now talking about they're not going to come back. They're not going to run for school board again. How do we remain peaceful but not passive is what you were saying.
Yeah, that's right.
Like that pushes and man, I'm not going to advocate violence or anything here, but when you're in the middle and you see the intensity in those boardrooms, when those meetings, when you see them on television, the anger, the screaming, how do you look at that and say, look, we're just going to combat this with peaceful but we're not going to be passive. And I was wondering if you can explain to me what you mean by peaceful, but not passive.
Yeah, man, Tim, I think you nailed it when you said, it's not, you don't want to advocate for violence. And I think that that's a mistake. I think we need to be a little bit more assertive around that. Obviously we're not, saying fight fire with fire. Mm-hmm. But when I say that peace is not passivity, I mean that sometimes you have to stand up for democracy. Okay. And I know that what is being usurped in these instances is that hate is being used under the false guise of reclaiming democracy. That's not reclaiming democracy. That's imposing sort of dictatorship ideology into our public spaces. But what I am saying is maybe creatively that peace is not passivity. It means that in order to get to peace, sometimes we have to be defensive and maybe even protective of those spaces. So it might mean, and I think about a visual, right? We both teach the history of social movements. Mm-hmm. We think about that powerful visual of the Quakers standing in line all the way around, making a circle thick and deep. Right, who don't take up arms, mm-hmm. but who are protecting Black Panthers in the civil rights movement.
Okay. Right?
And so we start to think about how we creatively come together to take a stand. And, I'm thinking, I know plenty of people who are not opposed to fighting fire with fire. Right. Mm-hmm. So comrades in the Antifa did a great job of this during some of the protests over the last year. And so I think sometimes a bully needs to be met creatively with sometimes a taste of their own medicine. And I don't know what that looks like, mm-hmm. but I do know that it doesn't mean just staying back and taking it, right? We don't just allow a bully to run amok in our public spaces. And so I'm not advocating for the same reaction, but right. I'm thinking creatively, how do we come together to think about what does it mean to resist those kinds of attacks? What does it mean to protect those spaces, to protect, especially when we start to talk about public activities like a football game, right? We most certainly, as a nation, took extreme measures against what was so-called terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is terrorism. And so where are those measures? And that's what I mean by in order to promote peace, I don't think that we necessarily turn the other cheek. And what I think we might do is figure out creatively how we take a stand. And it doesn't mean that like there's a physical kind of throw a punch or yell back. But I think we know that there is an offensive here and that we can't just have no defense.
Well, you can't have no – right, you can't have no defense. And I'm hearing a little bit of the potential of offense here too, which which I'm okay with, and that's where I was, you know, pushing this. No, not violence with violence, but the fact of the matter is when we're looking at the idea of the Proud Boys themselves showing up purposely at meetings – and then disrupting the meetings with fear, with tactics that are meant to intimidate people. The idea that, you know, they're then going to claim they were just there trying to participate in their democratic free speech rights, that's a bunch of crap. And so for us, like you and me on the show, we need to call that out and say, absolutely, wait a minute, you know, and the conservative apologists who I talked about, you know, who've been out there saying, look, these are people who haven't been allowed to talk at school board meetings. They've been silenced all during the pandemic. They've been marginalized, and they're just trying to come out and have their voices be heard. In fact, Madison Cawthorn from North Carolina said, I don't know what you're talking about. I just see patriots when I see these people at the school board meetings, you know, and that's where it's like, wait a minute, I'm not going to sit back and passively be peaceful when Madison Cawthorn is out there saying nonsense like the Proud Boys disrupting with fear and intimidation school board meetings are patriots. They're not patriots. These are bullies in there looking for trouble. And in fact, there's nothing democratic about the fact that they're now storming the building to make their voices heard. The idea here is that we have a public discourse. It's a school board meeting. You said this earlier on in the show, but you know, stand up, or maybe it was Jeff, if you want to come in, you can speak at a school board meeting. There are rules of engagement.
That's right.
The idea that democracy somehow has been turned into, on the right, this idea that I've been shut up, I've not been allowed to say the hateful things that I want to say. Now it's my turn to say hate because it's freedom, and I'm in a democracy, and I'm finally going to let it rip because I've been shut down for so many years. Yeah, you should have been shut down for so many years. That wasn't democratic then, and it's not democratic now. So offensively, do we, let's say, you don't even get to come into a board meeting if you're a Proud Boy, if you're coming in with an intimidation factor. I mean, can we put rules that say you're not allowed in, or is that stifling free speech?
I think it's a fine line, Tim. If you're asking me, I think you probably, I've heard of districts doing this, you have to kind of show proof of interest and not just show up from an outside kind of space, but really as you know, our guest today was talking about, as a parent, as a school board, you know, participant, as a stakeholder in that local community, I think it's important to be present, but that doesn't mean you can behave however you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so does that mean that's a possibility that somebody who identifies as a Proud Boy may also be in that meeting? It absolutely does. Right. But that doesn't mean that you get to like really assert that way and with those kinds of behaviors and tactics in that space. And so I don't think it becomes as easy as school boards being open to everybody. I don't think they should be. I mean, right, there should be a real kind of cap on who's participating. And we have to be really careful about that because it has to be inclusive to the people who are closest to the decisions being made, right? So parents, families, educators, the different folks who are stakeholders directly in the kinds of decision-making and voice that needs to be heard at school board meetings. There's probably a process too, right? To fill out why and what you need to be there for. And so does that mean that there won't be, you know, infiltrations? Absolutely not. There will be. But that's where I'm also saying, as community members, I think we need to be really eyes wide open with this. I think that for every, I would hope that for every Proud Boy that there was, you know, 15, 20 of us who would be there, you know, representing the kind of democracy that we would hope people would bring with them to a school board meeting or to a college campus, right, or to a high school football game. And so we have these models in our history. You know, we could probably do a whole special show on them, Tim. You know, historically, people who took up the role of being present and witness to peace. And that wasn't always passive, right? It was oftentimes with some real presence, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, different social movement groups did that different in different ways, right? The Black Panthers looked very different than the Quakers. Those are kind of extreme opposites. But they were in solidarity.
Yeah.
With a real message sent, right? And so similarly, I think we have to think creatively. And that's not a random kind of clap back to the Proud Boys. But I think we're long overdue for saying, like, you ought to be not comfortable behaving that way in our democracy.
I mean, this is the part that I've been thinking about this, you know, and I don't know how to say it sometimes, but it's like we've unleashed the fact that, and when you hear people defending the Proud Boys or people like the Proud Boys, any of them like this, you know, that they have been oppressed for so long, that their voices have been shut down for so long, that they now get their chance to say something. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. That's BS to the top. The fact of the matter is that we're tolerating this, even to the point, I don't think you and me or anybody else like us should have to be concerned about the fact that somebody's listening to this show going, hey, Johnny and Tim are really taking the Proud Boys on and really beating the crap out of them for talking BS in school. Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are exactly going to do that. We are going to call you. You have no right to say stupid things out loud that are offensive, that are harmful. You can't say hateful things. That's not participating in democracy. That's just being a kindergartner who's upset with not getting their way. You know, so we're coming into this minute now, we'll come back in this, and it's got me heated to this point where we just continue to say, for some reason, you know, I'm entitled to my stupid opinion now. And if you and Johnny and Tim come after me, you guys are trying to cancel me. It's like, yeah, we are. That's a stupid thing that you just said. The things you stand for are stupid. And Johnny and I are out to cancel you. That's what we're doing here on Busted Pencils. And when we get back, we're gonna do some more canceling. Johnny and Tim, Busted Pencils, fully leaded, back after the break.
What if I figured out that I did not belong? And what if it always bothered me? What if I never did believe? Would it be wrong if I decided I should leave?